The question for today is, what is the meaning of the parable of the unjust steward in Luke 16, verse 1 to 13? Many commentators agree that this parable is one of the most difficult of all the parables to understand. One main reason for our problems with the parable is the great cultural distance separating us from the Mediterranean world of 2,000 years ago. Some of the customs and values of Jesus' day differ significantly from those of our modern Western societies. The parable tells the story of a steward who, when accused of financial wrongdoing, wastes even more funds in an attempt to ingratiate himself with his employer's clients. The steward is then, seemingly inexplicably, commended by his employer for his wisdom in handling difficult matters. Finally, disciples of Jesus are encouraged to emulate the steward's example of forethought, mercy, and forgiving the sins of others. Compare the principle in Matthew 6, verse 13 to 15. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Christ is not encouraging us to be unjust stewards. When the master in the parable becomes aware of what the unjust steward has done, in effect repenting of what he had done and doing his best to make amends, he commends him for his judiciousness and resourcefulness in dealing with others. What Christ is encouraging us to do is to forgive our enemies and do good to all men, so that when we are cast out or come upon hard times, we too will be well received by those whom we have befriended by seeing how we live, how we treat others, and by what we teach. As a result of this parable, the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things, and they derided him, Luke 16, verse 14, or treated him with utmost contempt, because they understood the parable as an attack on their covetousness, and, like the worldly wise, thought his doctrine foolish. As a digression, it is interesting to note that there are other unsavory characters in Jesus' parable, such as the unjust judge, the neighbor who does not want to be bothered in the night, and the man who pockets someone else's treasure by buying his field, etc. We see several examples of those in Scripture who made friends of those of this world, who served them well during their time of trouble. Abraham befriended both Pharaoh and Abimelech, king of Gerar. Isaac did the same. David befriended Jonathan, the son of King David. And when Saul cast David out by attempting to pin him to the wall with a spear, David's friendship with Jonathan served him well. Again, the lesson. We would be wise to make friends, not enemies, of people in the world.